NCI Insurance on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.
It's getting colder. That's true. And you might think your biggest worry is, where did I put my winter coat? Wrong. If your car suddenly won't start, that problem will suddenly be priority number one.
That's it, yeah, it's about preparation. Cars through summer, generally speaking, they don't break down as much. We start to see an increase in breakdown around about this time of year. Damp mornings, foggy, cold, car doesn't want to get up like we don't want to get up. So preparation's the thing. Get set up before the real bad weather starts.
That's Neil from NCI Insurance, who's here to talk to us about making sure you have the right breakdown cover, just in case.
Yeah, we sell all sorts of breakdown cover. You can spend £20 with us, you can spend £200 with us. Depends what your needs are. Our online portal allows you to look different types of cover, what you need, what you don't need. You can choose. We've probably got, I don't know, maybe over 40 different options on cover. But if you ever have any worries, you can always phone us up as well and we'll go through those with you. We actually operate as rescuemycar.com online, so if you need any advice or any help, you can go there. What we would say is, realistically, you need a roadside assistance and recovery, because if we can't get you going at the roadside, and we do repair a good proportion of cars at the roadside, but if we can't get you going at the roadside, if you don't have the cover, it can be expensive to have to pay to be recovered home. So try and, if you can stretch the budget, get the recovery home as well. It's really useful.
You can find out more at rescuemycar.com. But there are things that you can get done just to give yourself peace of mind.
That's right, yeah. So there's a few things you can really look at. So batteries are a good one. Make sure your battery's working, make sure it's got the right levels, make sure if it's one of the ones that needs topping up, you've topped it up with the fluid, because what you find there's a lot of stress on batteries. It's dark on a morning, it's dark on a night, they don't get a chance to recharge, so if your battery's a little bit dodgy, now's the time to change it. And these days, they're not that expensive, so if I were you, check that. If it needs changing, that's one of the first things you should do.
You never know when it might start, with the snow and with the ice. But apart from using a low gear, which apparently is what we should do, what else can we do about driving in those conditions?
It's easy to nip out without a coat. Well, nipping out, you can be a couple of miles away from home and it can be freezing. So make sure you've got a coat with you, because if the car does break down and you need to walk, then you need to be well equipped for that. A shovel. If it says it's going to snow in North Yorkshire, there are some pretty high peaks. So we need to make sure that if you're going to get snowed in, you've got a shovel to dig the car out. You can end up skidding off the road and dig it out, even when it's relatively low levels of snow on the road. If you come off the road, it can be in a drift, so take a shovel with you. Blankets are always useful. And if you've got a first aid kit, just in case you need a first aid kit as well. So those things are probably things that it's worthwhile having in the car over winter. Allow plenty of stopping distance. Don't be slamming on the brakes. Use your engine to brake if you can, to slow yourself down. Give yourself plenty of time. There's nothing worse than setting off and you're already late before you set off. Get the car on a little bit earlier, get it warmed up, let it melt, and then set off. We've all done it before, where we've sort of thought about setting off with the head out of the window, frozen eyebrows and looking like a spaniel's not a good look. Last year they were quite serious about tightening up on people setting off with poor visibility, not clearing snow off the car.
Some great advice from NCI Insurance Neil there, and as we said, rescuemycar.com has some tips on staying safe this autumn and winter.
Yeah, you can get lots of advice on there. Things that we're talking about now, there's all over the website. If you are driving out and about and you do have a problem, I mean, your car's broken down, or even if you have an accident, we will get you home. So we can recover your vehicle. Find you've got that level of cover, we'll pick your vehicle up, get you right back home, safe and sound. We give lots of good safety advice. We'll tell you exactly what to do while you're stranded at the roadside. So we'll make sure we look after you and your family when you're in a vulnerable situation.
NCI Insurance on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.